Okay, today is Daf Mem, 40th Daf of Masecha Yuma. We're on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. We're up to Amar of Yanai. 10 lines from the bottom. Amar of Yanai. It's big machlokas now. It's hard Daf today. Machlokas between Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan. Here we go. Amar of Yanai. Rav Yanai says like this. Alias goro mitoch klape kalpe ma'akeves. The gorel is ma'akev. In other words, you can't walk over to the two goats and say, you know what, you'll be for Hashem, you'll be Lazazel. You're not allowed to do that. The gorel is ma'akev. Okay? That's Rav Yanai Shita. Hanacha eno ma'akeves. The hanacha, taking the lot afterwards and sticking it around the neck of the animal, that's not ma'akev. That's not ma'akev. The lottery is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af aliyah. Af aliyah eino ma'akeves. Even the goral's not ma'akev. If we get there to, even the goral's not ma'akev. Okay? Even the goral's not ma'akev. At the end of the day today, at the end of the daf, it's actually on the top of Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, there's going to be a Tiyof Tandah. You can't hold that. You can't hold it that you didn't have to do a goral. You know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you walk over. All right, you know what? Make you Hashem, make you Lazav. Let's go. Let's save some time. Can't do that. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. You could. Now, so the next Gemara, that's one machlokas. Is it machlokas? What? Yes, yeah, so Rashi says, Aliyah eno ma'keves, vim yikra ha'koen, shem chatos alechad, v'shem azazel al chavero. If you just designate them, hukvu, it works. Below hagrola, without a goral. She'ain hagrola ma'keves. It says mama akid. Ella shechiser mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. He's supposed to do it. He didn't do it. It works. Okay, so you don't get a check mark for doing the goral. That's all. Okay.
Why
you don't have to do it?
Why are you doing
it? So we'll get based on psukim. Let's just, in order to do the next Gemara, now that's one machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. There's going to be another machlokas now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay? But in order to understand that machlokas, we have to do this big Rashi here. Not so big. It says, the next Rashi is Ali b'du Rabbi Yehuda. What's going on? Beperek hotziolo, later on we're going to have like this. Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemiah are going to have a machlokas. Im shina b'seder avodas lahakdim esam ocher. What if you go out of order on Yom Kippur? What if you go out of order? Okay? For example, the Amar Rabbi Nechemiah holds, call Seder Ha'avodos Shinasos B'Vigdeilavon. As long as you're wearing white, as long as the Kohen Gadol is wearing white, Bein Lefnim, Bein Bifnim, whether you're in the Azar, in the Heichel, in the Kodesh, right? That the Bifnim means the Kodesh, Kigon. Bein Lefnim, Kigon Lefnai V'Lefnim, whether you're in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Bein Bachutz, Kigon Beheichel, O Ba'azara, Ma'akev. Or let's say you're not even in there, you're in the Azara. What's he doing in the Azara wearing white? He's designating, he's doing the lottery. He's doing that already. He's wearing white when he did that also. So let's say he's doing that out of order. Says in the Nechemiah, it's all no good. It's all no good. Dechuka Ksiva, the Inyana, the Achrimos, it says the word Chukas. Alayu Ksiva. No, he went to the mikvah. You know, now I'm supposed to, what? I'm supposed to do the goral before I bring the machate of Ketoros into the Kodesh Kedoshim. I'm going to do it out of order today. Both white. Did it out of order. It says in Nechem, it's all no good. Why? It says chukah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lo ksiva chukah el dvarm ha-nasin big love and mibifnim. No, the only thing that can't be, that has to be in order, is what goes on in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Hilkach, hagrala, the goral, Shehi eina nasis mibifnim el mibachutz. That's not done in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's on the Azar, right? L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar advar nasim bachutz lo ksiv v'chuka. Therefore, if you did something there out of order, it wouldn't be a problem. Only thing, my problem, you go.
What does it make a difference where?
What do you mean?
It doesn't make a voda. Whatever the voda is, wherever it is.
Right. So you learned that of a pasuk. It says chuka only by the lefnai v'lefnim. Only there it matters. Outside you can do out of order. It's machlokas of Yehuda and Nechemiah. So we had a machlokas of Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not the goral is even ma'akev. Now we have another machlokes about Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya regarding what? Out of order. Now the Gemara says, Ali but Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amahu says, Dvar Hanasin Bidilav Machutz. If you're wearing white and you're outside and you do things out of order, Lo Ma'akva, it's Ma'akev, right? It's Ma'akev. Kule Alma Lo Pligi, the Lo Ma'akva. Everybody would agree, meaning everybody, meaning Rabbi Yada and Rabbi Yochanan, both hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ki pligi, when do they disagree? Aliba Reb Nechemya. They only disagree with Reb Nechemya's vart. My manda amar, Reb Yanai who holds ma'akva, he holds that the gorel is ma'akev, you must do it. Ki Reb Nechemya. Umanda amar, lo ma'akva, and Reb Yochanan who holds the whole thing is not even ma'akev. Hani mili, that's only true avoda. That's only true if there'd be a real avoda. Hagrala, lav avoda hi. It's not an avoda. Why is it not an avoda? You don't even have to do it if you don't want to. Okay. That's the first version. Ika de Amri. Another version like this. Ali b'drem Nechemya. According to Nechemya, the Amri says ma'akva. That anywhere it's ma'akev, the order is ma'akev. Kuli amalo pligi de ma'akva. Everybody holds, it's ma'akev. Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? What are Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan arguing about? They're arguing about in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Manda amar lo ma'akva k'Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that makes perfect sense. Why? Because he holds ma'akev anyway, and Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'akev also, and it's a perfect fit. Umanda amar ma'akva, but according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that a goral is ma'akev, but Rabbi Yehuda said it's not ma'akev. How is that going to fit? Shani Hacha, here it's different. The Tana Bikra, Asher Allah, Trezimni. It says it twice. Just that, oh, here it's Ma'akev. Really, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But not by here, by the Goral, it has to be to Ma'akev. Okay? Now we're going to ask a Kasha on Rabbi Yanai. By the way, every Kasha is going to be on Rabbi Yanai, except for the last one, we're going to disprove Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara always does like that. Every hammering away Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi held that what? That it's ma'akev. You must do the goral. Kash on that. Meisve. Mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do goral. V'im lo hagril. And what if you didn't do it? Kasha. It's good. It's okay. The parish of Kasha and Rabbi Yanai. Now, b'yishlom lahach lishna. According to the first version, da marta aliba de Rebbe Yehuda kuli amalo pligi de lo ma'akva. That everyone held it's not ma'akev. Ha'mani Rebbe Yehuda hi. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. This Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if you don't do the Goral, it's okay. Only Rabbi Yehuda could say that. Right? Only Rabbi Yehuda could say that. Now Rabbi Yanai must hold like Reb Nechemya. Right? Right? What? He must hold like Reb Nechemya. Ella Lahach Lishna, what is that? According to the second version, Damarta Pligi, that said that they argue about this. So Bishlom Alamanda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Loma Akva Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Rabbi Yochanan can hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ella Lamanda Amar Ma'akva, but according to Rabbi Yanai, Hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah, of this Brisa? According to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai holds his Ma'akev. Who said this Brisa doesn't say that? According to the second version, that we said that everyone agrees to this, who's the author of this Mishnah? Of this Brisa, I mean. Who's the author? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda and it can't be Rabbi Nechemya. It has to be somebody. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ma'akva Tani Mitzvah Lahaniach. You have to change it. It can't say Mitzvah Lahagril. You're right. If it says that, and if you don't do it, it's kosher, that doesn't work. It must mean Mitzvah to put it on the thing. That already you don't have to do. That everyone holds it and wants to do it. That's the only way this Brisa can make sense. Rashi says over here, Tani Mitzvah Lahaniach. V'im haniach kosher, and if you did it, it's kosher. I'm sorry, v'im lo haniach kosher. U'baha kuli amode. Everyone agrees to that. The binasina lo tani bakra elachad zimnehu. Putting it on the animal only says it one time. The ksev v'nasan aron aval ba'aliyah. But regarding the actual goral, tani bakra the ksev v'hikriv aron es hasir asher ala alav v'ksev asher ala. It says it twice. It's ba'akev. So how could a Brisa, according to the second version, say Tamakev? The answer is, the Brisa never said that. The Brisa said something else.
So why did Rabbi Yannai say that?
What? Rabbi Yannai holds, it's ma'akev. This brisa is not a kash on him, it's not a teretz on him, it's nothing to do with him. This brisa is talking about goral. It's talking about putting it on. Even Rabbi Yannai agreed you don't have to do that. That's all.
So wait a second, now I'm confused. So Rabbi Yehuda said it's not ma'akev.
Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about goral. He was talking about clothing. So here, Rabbi Yehuda said, only lefnai v'lefnim is ma'akev. Outside it's not. So it seems to line up good. It seems to line up. Rabbi Yochanan lines up with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yannai lines up with Rabbi Nechemya. However, the Ikad Amri didn't say that. The Ikad Amri said that everyone agrees to Rabbi Nechemya. So that we have a brisa that says that if you don't do Hagrola, it's kosher. Who said that? The answer is nobody said that. We changed the brisa. Okay. Try again. Toshma, another time. Another kasha on Rabbi Yannai. It says like this. Mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do Hagrola, to do a Goral. Ula his vados, and also to do vidui. Lo higril, what if he didn't do it? Velo his vada, what if he didn't do vidui? Kosher, it's kosher. Now, what does that mean you didn't do vidui? What does that mean you didn't do vidui, and it's kosher?
What do you mean you didn't hagril? You just said you didn't miyakif.
That's exactly the kasha. How could you say, if you don't do it, it's okay, right? You just said, you have, according to Rabbi Yannai, you have to do it. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that v'lo hitzvada the kosher? Does that mean it can be one of two things? Does it mean you get a kapara anyway, even though you didn't do vidui, or does it mean you didn't do vidui, you don't get a kapara, but the carbon's a kosher carbon? Is that what it means? So the Chazon Ish says it must be the first one because Yom Kippur is a day of tchila kapara. Must be.
Well, it's a purpose otherwise.
What?
It's a purpose.
Exactly. But it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing that you get kapar without doing any tshuva. It's a funny thing,
yeah.
Right? It's a Besamikdash, you do that. Say vidu. If you don't even say vidu, you don't say anything. You don't even do vidu. Kosher. It's a good. It's all good. It's a funny thing. Like it's such a. There's no personal responsibility. You don't have to do charata. You don't have to say vidu. Nothing.
Part of the problem.
What?
That was part of the problem.
Right. It was a free pass. I know. Anyway, v'chitei b'hachinami. If you want to tell me the same answer we said 5 minutes ago, that what? That lahaniach? V'chitei b'hachinami lahaniach? That it means lahaniach, not the goral. And therefore it's on a kasha. The question is like this. This brisa says that if you don't do a goral, it's okay. Rabbi Yannai said it's not okay. Right? If you want to change it, don't say, the brisa never said if you don't do a goral. Because you have to do a goral. The brisa said if you don't put it on, the animal. You want to change it again? You can't do that. Why not? Because we're going to bring in another Tana here in case we don't have enough people. Bring in another one. Aim a Sefer. Look at the Sefer. The Sefer of this Brisa said like this. Reb Shimon Omer, another person. Reb Shimon said, Lo Higril kosher, Lo Hisvad apostle. He had a split. He said, no. If you don't do Hagrala, then it's apostle. And if you don't do Hagrala, I agree with it, it's okay. But if you don't do the Vidui, that's apostle. Now, what did he mean by that if you don't do the Hagrala? Did he also mean to say if you don't put it on? No one holds. Right? Lo Higril kosher. My Lo Higril. What does that mean, Lo Higril? Ilem Alohiniach. Doesn't mean to say that you didn't put it on. Right? Michlal, that would imply. The Reb Shimon Savar Hagrala Ma'akva. The Reb Shimon agrees that Hagrala is Ma'akev. What did this brisa say? If you don't do hagrala, which we're saying to mean hanacha, if you don't put the lot on the animal, it's all right. That implies, but if you don't do the actual lottery, it's not all right. Does the Rishon hold that? Why? For Tanya, meish echad mehem. If one of the two goats dies, mevi chavero shalom hagrala. Different Rishon. Rishon says to bring another one. There's no lottery. Big deal. So Rishon can't hold its ma'akev. He can't hold its ma'akev. What does that mean? That means that Rav Shimon can't hold, that this brisa can't say that the word hagrola doesn't mean hagrola. It merely means hanacha. Why? Because Rav Shimon can't agree to that. Because that would mean that when Rav Shimon said hagrola is alright, you don't have to do hagrola, he meant you don't have to do hanacha, but hagrola you do have to do. But he doesn't hold that. So what does hagrola mean? Hagrola means what? Hagrola! If Hagrala means Hagrala, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yannai. Because this price it says you don't have to do it. And Rabbi Yannai said you do. What? Right. So you don't have to do another goral. What? But it's dead. We need another animal. So bring another animal. Oh, there's holy. You do that. You bring another animal. Do another one. Do another lottery. I'm sure they don't bother with that. So what do you see? That's some akiv. Right? So Shimon can't hold, so it can't be that the word hagrola here means hanacha. If so, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yannai.
If you hold yash prayer, you don't need another hagrola anyway.
It's not prayer. Nothing's retroactive. I did a lottery. I did two animals, and one died. So it's two choices. Bring another one and it'll be the other one. Or I'll do another lottery.
Says Reb Shimon, that's what I'm saying, it's gotta be the other one. So you don't have to.
All right. Says Reb Shimon, then don't bother with another one.
But that's not, it's only one.
So the answer is like this. Really, it's not a kasha on Reb Yannai. Really, the word hagrola here in this braisa meant hanacha. If it meant hanacha, the problem was Reb Shimon. So the answer, because Reb Shimon said, don't worry about it. So see, it's not ma'akev. Hagrola is not ma'akev according to him. So the answer is like this. Reb Shimon, lo yada ma'ika amir rabbanan. He didn't know what the rabbanan was told. He didn't know what the rabbanan meant. We don't know what they meant, and he didn't know what they meant. So when the braisa said hagrola is not ma'akev, he didn't know what that meant. Did that mean hagrola? Or did it mean hanacha? He didn't know. V'achi ka'amar lehu. Here's what Reb Shimon saying back to them. E hagrola, hagrola mamish. If you meant hagrola, if you meant that, ka'am risu pligi alayichu b'chada. Then I disagree with you on one point. What's the one point? Right? What's the one point? The vidui part. E hagrola ka'am risu hainu hanacha. If you hold that hagrola means hanacha, and you hold that hagrola is ma'akev, then pligla, I disagree with you on two points. Number one, the hagrola I hold is not ma'akev, and number two, I hold vidui is ma'akev. Right? I disagree with you on two points. So it's not a kasha on Reb Yannai at all. Okay? Toshma, another kasha on Reb Yannai. Third try on Reb Yannai. Par. Okay, now, in order to understand this, let's do the Rashi. The Rashi is, it's the last skinny line of Rashi, it's the middle of that Rashi. See the last skinny line where it says, V'seder avodah sankachi? This is the order of the avodah. Ready? Beparsha, in the parsha. Betchila, first of all, what the Kohen Gadol did was, Mizvada ala par vidui rishon. He did a vidui on the par one time. A vidui. This is his own par for him and his family and the Kohanim. V'achakach, after that, Magril al Hasair, he went to do Hagrola on the goats. Then, V'achakach, Mitzvada al HaPar, Vidui Sheni, he did a second Vidui. Par, a second Vidui on the par. I think the first time was for him and his wife, and the second time was for the rest of the Kohanim. On the par.
Same par.
Remember we said there were 10 times he did it? Remember he said there were 10 times he said Hashem's name? We said there were two viduis on the par, and each one was twice. Two viduis on the par, one on the Seir Mishtaleach, and one when he announced which one was which for Hashem. Anyway, after he did that, umachnis kaf umachta, he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim with the Ketores, v'nosan as the Ketores ala ish, v'nosan midam par ala kaporas, v'achar kach shochet as hasair, then he shechted the other goat, the Lashem goat, V'nasan mimono ala kaporis. He put on the kaporis. V'achakach nosim dam par ala kaporis. Then he put the dam of the par on. V'achakach midam hasair. V'achakach ma'ariv dam in v'nasan al zbech hapanimi. Then he mixed both bloods together. Okay, that's basically the order. Okay, you don't have to, just give you a broad idea of what's going on. The details you don't have to know. So now, Toshma, I have a kasha on Reb Yannai. What did Reb Yannai say? Reb Yannai said that the lottery is ma'akev. It is ma'akev. Toshma, one second. Par ma'akev es ha-se'ir. The par is ma'akev the se'ir. V'se'ir eino ma'akev es ha-par b'matanos tre b'fnim. But the other way around is not true. Okay?
How's the seer matter? And what would the seer matter about the pot?
What?
And what would the seer matter?
If you do it out of order.
If you do the
pot. Right, so the par is ma'akev. Par ma'akev has a seer. That has to be done in that order. But the seer in a ma'akev is a par. But that's not ma'akev that. The matanos shebifnim. Now, bishloma par ma'akev is a seer. I understand. That makes perfect sense. Why? The e akteme le seir mekame par. If you do the seir before the par, lo avad v'lo klum. Nothing. You didn't do anything. Ela seir ain ma'akev es par. But to say that the seir is not ma'akev the par, my knee. What does that mean? E lema de e akteme matanos bepar behechal mekame matanos de seir bifnim. If you want to tell me it means that if you do the avoda of the matanos in of the par and the heichal before the seir bifnim, chukah k'sim b'hu. That can't be right. It says chukah. That must be in order. That can't be right. Ella, what does it mean? Lav, doesn't it mean? The akdim atanos the par bifnim. You did the par avoda mikamei agrela before you did the lottery on the goats. Umi the sidra lo ma'akva. And since the order is not ma'akev, ikra agrela not milo ma'akva. Neither is the agrela, it's also not ma'akev. A little bit of far-fetched. It's a far-fetched question, right? And it's a kasha on Rabbi Yanai. So Gemara says, "Lo, no, that's not what it means." The Gemara doesn't reject the premise. But I would agree with that premise. If the taka, you could do it out of order, then I would agree that if the seder is not ma'akev, then it's not. No, lo. The akdim matanos de par b'mizbeach. What'd you do? You did the matanos of the par on the mizbeach. Mekamei matanos de seir be'echol. Before you did the matanos of the seir and the hechel, Rabbi Yehuda he, and that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar, Begad, Manas, and Big Day Love, and Bachot, Lama Akve. That's not Ma'akev. That's not talking about Ma'akev. The lottery is Ma'akev. I, Vahamatanos, Shebifnim, Ketoni. That's not what it says. It says the matanos of Bifnim. So the Gemara says, Elohamani, Rabbi Shimon, it must be Rabbi Shimon, to Amar, Hagwal, Lama Akva. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Ma'akev. What does Rabbi Yanai say about that? So why can't Rabbi Yanai hold like Rabbi Shimon? He could, but it's a Tana that says it. If the Tana says it, then we have an Amor who can agree with it. V'bay same, or I can tell you a different answer. Lo olam Rabbi Hudahi, unihi the besidul of ma'akva. Hagwala mi'ul ma'akva. You're right. The order is not ma'akev, but the hagwala is ma'akev. Just at the order, it doesn't make such a big difference. Okay. V'azdu l'tamayhu. Now we have another machlokes here. This is another machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about what? About vidui. And we had that. Rabbi Yehuda said vidui. Well, yeah, vidui you have to do. Rabbi Shimon said you don't have. I'm sorry, the other way around. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to do vidui, and Rabbi Shimon said you do. Now v'oz l'tamayu d'tanya. It says like this. It says yamod chai. This is the seir mishtaleah. It's going to be killed, but it says yamod chai. It should be standing here lefnei Hashem. Before Hashem, l'chaper olav, to be a kapara. It says Rashi, what does it mean? What does it mean it should be standing alive? How can it stand dead? Right? It says Rashi in the top. Al karachach, it must mean, v'lamdenu, she'im meis. So let's say it died. The goat died. Someone died. She'ata tzarech olaviach, you have to bring another one. You can't say, oh, look at this, it died. Oh, now we don't have to take it out to the Azazel and throw it. Oh, what a luck, what good luck we had. No, that's not the halacha. Right? If it dies, you have to bring another one. Right?
You have to bring two, right?
So that's a machloket.
Mish is coming up on that.
Yeah, we're going to get there. But he's proving a different point. The E low, because if not, Lamai Asa. What are you bothering with it? What are you bringing in here? It must be alive. Im Tomar, Shelo Yashlichenu Ad La'achar Matan Damim. If you want to tell me that you can't send it out until you sprinkle the dam on the Hashem, lichtov yamod lefnei Hashem lechaper alav. Let us just say that. Chai lomali. What did he chai for? Ella she'im mei starch lav yacher. Fine. Okay. So ad masa yiyazakov l'omud chai. How long does it have to be standing here being alive? How long? Till when? The whole day? Till mincha? Till neila? Till when? Huh? Till when? So the Torah says, bring it here and let it stand here. Till when? We got to go to the Azazel. So what's this? How long is it standing here? It's standing here. Ad shas matan daman shel chaveiro divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see from here somehow. I'm sorry. Ad shas, right? Gesundheit. Reb Shimon Omer, Ad Shas Vidui Dvarim. Now, it has to stay here till you do Vidui. Why? Because Vidui is Ma'akev. And if you heard the whole, it's a Samakev. That's what it seems to say.
On that one.
But my Kamif Flagit, what are they arguing about?
So they're saying about the Hazor of the Dummy, if he's Ma'akev or not.
Well, they're arguing about the Vidui.
Isn't that just a time frame problem?
Well, yeah. So how long does it have to stay here? It's a far walk to the Hazazel. Let's get moving. No, we can't. We have to wait for Vidui.
Right.
Says, no, we don't have to wait for that. We can do it early. We have to wait for the Dam. So we're arguing about whether Vidui is Ma'akev or not. According to Yehuda, Sam Ma'akev, get a head start. According to Rav Shimon, you have to wait.
According to Yehuda, when do you do Vidui?
I don't know. But the point is, I'm Ma'akev. And what if you don't do Vidui? So it's okay. You don't have to.
That's
all the machlokas we're talking about.
The Kohen Gadol doesn't go there.
The Kohen Gadol doesn't go there. Other Kohanim go. The point is, it has to wait. You have to wait here until something. Till what? So the Torah says until. I'm sorry, the Torah doesn't say anything. It says Yamod Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. What does that mean? Lechaper Olav? He's or Dam. So they're arguing about that. The problem is that the Vidui comes first, no?
Always.
That's the issue, right? That's the question.
It's a time frame issue. This is all a complete time frame.
Just
no, but no, the question, what if it, no, the question is, the, no.
No.
No, no, no. The question is about it, if it died.
If it died.
If it died before,
after
Vidui, before it died. That's the issue. Okay, so b'maykam miflagit, what are they arguing about? Kidetanya, lechaper, it says the word lechaper. Bechapara is dam akasa medaber. That means the kapara of the dam. V'chein omer, and it says, v'kile mechaper sakodesh. Ma'al ha'al kapara is damim, afkan kapara is damim, divir b'hudah. V'shimma number, no. Lechaper lov kapara is devarim akasa medaber. It's talking about a kapara is devarim. So they're arguing about whether the vidu is ma'akev or not.
Let's say this vidu and the word is drikas in the dam, okay?
Yeah, then everybody would agree.
Yes.
Everybody would agree. Then you don't have to bring another one.
No. He can't die after because you killed him to get the
dam. The dam on the other one. On
which
Hashem,
one?
On the Sarah Hashem, and then the vidoy on this one, and then before you actually bring it out, it dies.
No, but they don't kill their one the Hashem and do the Azazel strong.
They do the vidoy before they take it out.
Yes. And, but then they wait.
This is a vidoy. This is Azazel. This is down on the other one, and then before you actually bring it, transport it, it dies.
No, but they don't.
No. The order is like this. The order is you do you shech the
Hashem one.
The Hashem one. You sprinkle the dam on the Hashem one. Then you do video on the Tzer Mishtaleach, right. Then you take it out.
Right.
So the dam's coming first, because two different animals.
Right.
So let's say the Tzer Mishtaleach died after the dam, but before you did the video. Do you have to bring another one?
No.
To Machlokas.
Right, but let's say it died after the video, before you actually bring it out.
After you did the video, and now it died.
Right.
So you might have to bring another one.
You might not have to.
I wouldn't know the details about that. But that's beyond the scope of this stuff.
That
might be Machlokas, I don't know. We'll get to that later. What? We don't get into that. The point is that they're arguing about whether the Vidui is Ma'akev or not. That's clear. Everyone got that? Makes sense, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want to bring it from here. That to be a straight across the board question.
I know. Okay, Tashma. We bring a Raya, a Kasha, on what? Again, whether or not Hagorol is Ma'akev or not. Sha'ol Tamidavis of Akiva. Ola Bismol. Let's say you picked up the, the La Hashem was in the left hand. Can you switch it to your right hand quickly so that the oil will flee from the right hand? Would be a good thing. Can you do that? Amar lehen, don't do that. Says Rabbi Akiva. Al titnu makom l'tzadikim lerdos. Don't give the tzadokim. Don't give a opening for the tzadokim to poke fun. What does that mean? They're going to poke fun. Rashi says tzadokim. I meant tzadokim. Yeah, tzadokim. The bad people. Talmidim hachalokim ala Torah. They're talmidim that argue on the Torah. Lirdos, to like, you know, beat up. V'limshol bahen lekapeach eschem bedvarim. Shiyomru lefi ritzonahim osam akol. That was rabbis to do whatever they want. Right? So don't do that, because it's going to, the student going to ask rabbis to make up any rule they want. So leave it in your left hand. If that doesn't happen, leave it in your left hand. If not for the tzedukim, there'd be nothing wrong with it. It's only because the tzedukim are going to add this rabbis, whatever they want to do. Right? Taima, the al titnu makom with tzedukim lirdos. The only reason why Rabbi Akiva said not to do it is because of the tzedukim. Halav hachi, if there be no tzedukim, madrinim loy, no problem. Go right ahead. I v'amarta agrola ma'akva. One second. If the girl is ma'akev, v'kivan de kivate l'smol, once you pick it up in your left hand, hechi madrinim loy. How could you switch it to your right hand? How could you do that? Amar Rava, hachi ka amri ala. Here's what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Or this is what they asked him. Hagorol besmol, if the girl comes up in your left hand, right? Maushach ziru lo ulseiro liyamin. Can you move the girl and the goat to the right side? That's his question. Amalahem, I'll sit in the makalim tzedukim lirdos. Don't give an opening for the tzedukim to go crazy. Don't make them an opening that they're going to make fun of us. So therefore what? Therefore, well, how does that answer the question?
That would be a no.
Keep on the left.
What?
That would be a no.
What?
Don't switch the goat and the thing. Keep it on the left.
Right, keep it on the left. So therefore what? It's not a raya that the goral is not ma'akev. Okay. Tashma. Another raya, another kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Okay? Another kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Ilu ne'mar es ha'se'ir asher olav. Had the Torah said. Right? Had the Torah said, es ha'se'ir asher olav. Without the word Allah. It says, Asher Allah Allah Hagoro. Like an extra word there. Allah Allah. What is Allah Allah? Had the Torah not said that, Ilu Namar Es Hasir Asher Allah. Hayisi Omar, I would have said, Yanichenu Allah. Put it on. Talmud Lomar Allah. That's why it says Allah. What does that mean, Allah? Kivan Sha'Allah, once you did the Gorel, Shuv Eino Tzarech. You don't have to put it on the animal. Once you did the goat, it's all good enough. Which is what we said all along. We started the doc that way. You don't have to put the lot on the animal, like a name tag. You don't have to do that part. Lamai, what's going on here? Ile mele mitzvah. You telling me it's a mitzvah? Michlal, the hanacha mitzvah namilo. It's not even a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's just a makif, right? It says that it's certainly a mitzvah. Elalav, rather, lakif. The only shoes is Imaaki. What if you don't do it? Of course you put the name tag on. Of course you have to. It's a mitzvah. As it says in the Torah. It says, V'nasan Aaron al Shnei Se'irim Goralos. Elalav. Rather, what he meant to say was, is Imaaki. Ushma mina. Hagrola ma'akva. Hanachalo ma'akva. The Hagrola is Ma'aki. And the Hanach is not Ma'aki. This is a Raya to Rabbi Yanai. You see from here that Hagrola is Ma'aki. It's a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava, Hachik Amar. Now here's how the Bryson is supposed to be read. Ilu Nemer Asher Olav. If it would have said Asher Olav, Hayisi Omer, I would have said Yinichenu Olav, Ad Shasa Shchita, until the time of the Shchita, right? Tamad Lomar Asher Olav. Kivan Sha'Allah Shuv Eino Tzarech. Right? Therefore, this Bryce is only talking about Lechachila. Oh, Lechachila. Lechachila! Is it Ma'akev? No. Is it a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah. But we're talking about Lechachila. Lechachila, you should do it. But the Evan, you don't have to do it. Tana Kash or Raya either way. Toshma, another Raya in favor of Rav Yanai. It says Vaso Chatas. It says in the Torah Vaso Chatas. Hagoral Osa Chatas. What makes the Chatas the Chatas? The Goral. They don't shame Osa Chatas. Calling it a Chatas doesn't do anything. That's not what we'll make. Okay, we'll make that one the Chatas. No. The Goral does it. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. It works. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Goral's not Ma'akev. You can just say, hey, you go over there. You're the one that's Chatas. The other one, that'll be Lazazel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now you have a Brisa that says, you can't do that. Aso Chatas. Hagoral Osa Chatas. They don't shame Osa Chatas. By the way, Sheikh Olao Dinhu, I would think it's a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma makom shelo kidish hagoral. In a place where there is no goral. Like where? Every other carbon. Kiddush Hashem. Calling it works. Right, guy turns the light on Shabbat by mistake. He goes to his barn. Are you? You're chatas. That works. Right? It's a goral. So makom shekidish hagoral. Eino din shekidish Hashem. So in a place where you have a goral, shouldn't just calling it work too? Of course, it's a Kal V'chomer.
Why is that Kal V'chomer?
What? Because if calling it works in less situations, it's for sure work in severe situations. It's a Kal V'chomer, for sure. Right? If I can call it on a regular animal, then of course I should be able to call it on Yom Kippur.
Which doesn't require
exactly, but this one is required. Yeah. This is the
So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk comes along and says, no, it's different. Talmud Lomar va'aso chatas. Hagoral osa chatas. Vein Hashem osa chatas. Right? Anyway.
Why are they discussing this again? I thought it was already proven that.
We never proved it. We never proved. Now we're going to prove it. Now.
We said before that Rashi said this is written twice. That's why Gora is me'afik.
Then we said it's only the chachila. But for the other, we said we're not sure. Now, Stam Sifra. That's a Sifra. What we just read. Who's a Stam Sifra? Mani Rabbi Yehuda.
What's Stam Sifra?
What we just read, this Brighton here, Vaso Chatos, it's a Sifra. Right? What's a Sifra? Sifra is the Midrash of Vayikra. Okay? So Stam Sifra Mani. Who's the author of Stam Sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. Our old friend from Rabbi Yehuda, from Avad Aleph. Right? Our old friend. Right? What did he say? He said that it's not Ma'akiv even in Dazara. Remember he said that? That there's no Ma'akiv even in the Azara. Yet, he says this, he's the author of this statement. That what? That the girl is Ma'akiv. Right? That's a very funny thing. Because we would think, well, he's such a maker, this Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't care about anything. Right? It's not true. He says the girl is even Rabbi Yehuda, the big maker, who said, if you're wearing white, it doesn't matter where you are, it's not Ma'akiv. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda in the Sifra and says, you have to have a girl. That's Ma'akiv. Dikatani hagol osachatas ve'el Hashem osachatas. Alma, what do you see? Hagol ma'akva. There's no way out of that. Tiyufta demanda arma hagol lo ma'akva tiyufta. That's a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a kash. Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan can't be right. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, don't forget this. When Yom Kippur comes, we have a base of mikdash. The girl is ma'akev. I tzitzi machlokes. It's not true. He's been proven wrong. Good. Rabbi Yochanan is proven right. And Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's not Ma'akev, is proven wrong. Good?
And how come they're not discussing the Vidui?
What?
Why are they not discussing anymore the Vidui?
That's a Machlokas.
The Vidui is Machlokas.
That's a Machlokas.
So the Vidui is Ma'akev.
Okay? Everyone have a good day. Sure.